north side, and the east side, and the west side, and open on the south side.
Was this attached to another building?
No, ordinarily the buildings were at least 30 to 50 feet apart.
Did you have a building for storing corn, or did you have corn?
We had silos, and then we had dug silos, where we stored feed in the ground and above the ground.
Did you store any ear corn?
And then we had, God, your hand's on this stuff in years.
I'll take you back.
We had granaries, and we had corn cribs, and corn bins, where we put our milo maize, and we put our capricorn, and we put our corn that we ate, and corn, and our popcorn. We used to make our own popcorn. We'd grow our popcorn, and then husk it, rubbing two ears together, and the grains would fall off. We'd catch them, and then we'd throw the grain in the air and catch it in another pan, and all of the chaff would blow away and leave the corn clean.
Huh. Where were your people from?
My parents came from Ohio and Nebraska.
Yeah, I would have guessed from the north.
And they came here in 1800 and somewhere in the neighborhood of 1895.
Hmm. Now, what was the difference between a granary and a corn crib?
A granary was ordinarily it was a bin or an outhouse that was completely vermin. I want to say vermin, where the rats and the mice couldn't get into it.
Mm-hmm.
And made out of wood and tin, where we stored our shell grain, or our husk grain, or harvest grain. And the bins were lattice affairs, where we put whole ears of corn or whole heads of maize and capricorn in.
Now, were these outside?
No, they were all on the inside.
Inside?
They were inside of a barn, a shelter.
Any special barn?
A feed barn.
What did you call the upstairs of your barn?
Oh.
Or were these one-story buildings?
Oh, we had a loft.
Mm-hmm. What did you use it for?
And we stored hay and bundles of capricorn and bundles of green feed.
Mm-hmm. Now, how were these bundles of capricorn gathered?
They were ordinarily gathered in, on our farm. We gathered them and cut them by hand and tied them by hand.
Uh-huh. And then, as you tied them, did you throw them in the wagon, or did you leave
them? We put them on a large, on a small wagon with a large rack built on top where we could carry a large amount of feed.
Mm-hmm. Now, how about your green feed? What was that? Corn stalks and fodder?
Mostly maize and capricorn.
Mm-hmm.
And our green feed, a lot of it we would feed early, and the other that we wanted to store or can, we put in the silo.
Mm-hmm. And you call that canning it when you put it in the stuff?
Well, we did. I don't know the correct term for it. If we wanted to keep it for several months before we fed it, we put it in the silo.
Mm-hmm.
And if we were going to feed it immediately, well, we don't want to put it in a shed or in the loft in the barn.
Mm-hmm. How did you gather your hay? Where did you put that?
Well, we always stacked our hay on a hay rack on the wagon, and then we would stack it in such a manner that the stems would run to the ground, so the water would drain off of them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a word for that too, a term for the way you stack that hay. I can't think of it.
And this hay was stacked in the field by the barn? Or
no, we had a large hay lot, which was approximately a block square.
My goodness.
And we would stack our hay in mounds approximately 100 feet long and approximately 15 feet wide and approximately 15, 20 feet high.
Mm-hmm.
We stacked that in rows.
What did you call these?
Haystacks. Hay mounds.
Was that ever called a rick?
We...